So I put my hair in a high ponytail the other day, like how I just did right now, and it got me really dizzy. I was sitting down on the floor, and I mean, I was putting sheets on the boys' beds, and I was already tired because I had done three loads.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to
Shh, Mom is Talking.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I think this is the first time that I've ever made the podcast where I forgot to close the door.
It sounds and looks perfect.
Yeah, but I forgot to close the door. I was going to close it. Gosh dang it. But we do have all three cameras again, and I've got this annoying recording thing right here. So please just ignore it, ignore it, ignore it. There's nothing I can do about it. You can see it right there, Abby. I did add and subtract something on the set, which I didn't want to put together because it's annoying. For those who are watching the video, you do not see the vegetation right here because I didn't want to put it up. But you do see an extra light, which is kind of ruining the exposure on this first camera. But it is what it is. Turn but up. Welcome, everyone. Andy with Evelyn. And you are watching.
Shh, Mom is Talking.
Boom. We are on it right now. I mean, right here. I can't believe it. It took us 10 episodes.
We did it.
10 full episodes. And I'm pleased to announce that we're going to try to do as much more as we can. So today's going to be a short or long episode, depending on your interaction and our dialogue. And we're going to be talking a lot about what happened yesterday. So we're officially 20 weeks, right, Evie?
21.
Wait.
21 today.
I thought, oh yeah, because it's the 21st week. That makes sense.
We're going on 21.
How's that make you feel, Evie?
Good. I'm almost dead. We're getting closer.
We are. We're so close. So much closer than we were ever before.
Can she come out yet? If she came out right now, she'd be okay, right?
I don't think so.
Babies have come out at 20 weeks.
And survived? I actually
NICU babies.
I had a second day,
probably.
I had a minute to study a few things before we jumped into this episode, and I didn't read anything about that specifically. So I have no idea. If you have the answer to that, I'd appreciate it down in the comments, down in the reviews.
Google. Never mind.
Don't ask Google. She's gonna interrupt her, and we're gonna be copyrighted because we're using Google's. Her voice.
No, I think I turned her down all the way.
Okay, good. I hope that this camera right here is a little bit better because I've been deciding which lens to use, and I'm using my prime lens, meaning that.
That one?
Yeah, there's no zoom on it. Oh. Wait, is it prime? Is that what it's called? I think prime is like a non-zooming lens. Anyway, it's a lower f-stop, so it gives you better color. So you can see my wife's face. And then this camera right here, if you're watching on the video as well, is a little bit better, but you still have that dumb record thing here. So without further ado, why don't we just jump into it? Why don't we get into this without further ado or interruption? Let's talk before we jump into the main topic, which is the title, which Evie has no idea, which is fun. I kind of like doing this to her.
Is it Disneyland?
No, we devoted Sup? 3 weeks to Disneyland, Evie.
Sup?
And no, I do not allow you to go to Disneyland in June. So Andy. Evie's leaving me. Let's talk about that. Evie's leaving me in June. But what are we doing, Evie? Why are you leaving me in June?
Disneyland? Is that what I'm doing?
Why can't this podcast be free of Disneyland? Why does it always have to be brought up? Every podcast.
Oh, Disneyland. Okay.
I'll never have another free.
Hey, I watched The Little Mermaid earlier today. And
did you cry?
Of course I did. You know, in the beginning where, well, no, it starts with all the sailors on the ship and they're singing and they're catching fish. And then one fish doesn't get caught in the net and is able to jump out and go back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we follow the fish going back down, going swimming through the reef and stuff. And then all you hear is just like quiet singing, like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. And then it says The Little Mermaid. And then it says like directed by, produced by, blah, 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 blah. But that music where they're just going, ah. And it's just like instruments and you there's no really
that's
any
what
words.
Got you that's what got
that
you
that gets me every time.
Why? What is it about that gets you?
It's the music.
Yeah, but usually there should be like an emotion, not an emotion, but like an event or something like notable that happens that reminds you of that music. What? But there's nothing of that. It's just,
hey,
music.
This is going to leave a mark in your pockets. Yes,
she
I agree with that.
She took my phone
That's
out of
true.
My pocket. That's what she did.
That's why I'm always crying in sacrament at church when I hear certain songs, because I think of something that's happened or a memory while singing that. But in this case, it's just the music is so pretty.
Why aren't you doing that to like Bach or like Mozart?
Because what do I listen to all day, Andy?
Disneyland, Disneyland, Disney, Disney, Disneyland, Disney.
Thought you were going to remix that.
No.
You want to remix
I
it.
I kind of do want to remix it. Disneyland.
My cold sore.
Disney.
Okay, you ruined it now.
Sorry, that was bad.
If I had my ring right now.
You would give it to me again. You already gave it to me once, but it's not on your hand, so it has already been given. I remember that. I forgot that. Call back to like, what, 2 months ago when you gave me that ring?
My ring is gone. So what were we talking about?
You distracted everyone with your Disneyland remark.
Oh, so
why can't we just be Disneyland free?
What was your question? Start over.
I don't remember anymore.
You asked me about yesterday?
No, we were going to get to yesterday, but I was asking you about why you were leaving me in June.
Oh, I completely forgot that we were talking about that.
Just take note. This is what happens when you're at 21 weeks. Women, take note.
Or this is what happens when you're me. I forget stuff. Really easily. I'm going to California.
It's kind of a summer celebration. The boys had a long year. All three of them are in school. And Grandma and Grandpa wanted to go on vacation with them. And so Evie's going to tag along. And I'm going to be left here high and dry because I have to study. I failed my exam that
I
took.
I have midterms.
Dude, this thing is kicking my butt. This is like harder than any other test that I've ever taken because it means my job. Like it's a certification for my job, and I can't do my job unless I'm certified, and I can't be certified unless I pass the test. So I've been devoting a lot of time into this test.
And when you do pass it,
what are we going to do, Evie?
We're going to celebrate.
Yeah. Our 10-year anniversary is in like 3 weeks. So I'm hoping that I pass it and then I'm going to take that Friday off for family. We're going out with family for our...
Well, and I have a doctor's appointment that day.
Oh, yeah. She's got a doctor's appointment that day as well. So yeah, we're taking that off. And then happy 10-year. We're going to be with family. We're going to be with family, right?
Yes. It'll be fun.
So, with that being said, June is going to be really interesting, and I wonder if we're going to continue this. I really want to. Maybe we'll do like the Skype thing where it's like, that's not going to happen.
No,
I can't.
That's
I can't
not
see Evie.
Gonna happen.
I can't see Evie being willing to like work with me on that.
Well, and I'll be in a hotel room with the boys. How am I going to
do it through your phone? You can use the Anchor app.
No, but, well, actually, if we're at the beach all day, they'll just pass out. They'll be dead.
Yeah. Or you can film it yourself with your grandma and grandpa.
Hey, guys.
With your mom and dad.
They go to bed at like
five. Yeah, and they're gonna be different rooms as well. Okay, so we'll figure that out.
Lucy can be our special guest.
She'll be our special guest.
I'll do it with Lucy.
So I think that's kind of an update as far as life and what we're doing. Let's go ahead and jump into the topic. So as we announced, Evie is at 21 weeks. Yesterday was her 20-week, seven-day point. And we went to the doctor. What did we do, Evie?
You got to hear the baby's heartbeat for the first time.
Wow, 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 wow.
But we both got to see baby because I had my ultrasound.
Yay.
And it was cool because, well, Doherty comes with me to all my appointments, but Tono was sick and he stayed home. So Tono got to hear and see baby too. We saw her squishy little face. Her nose looked a little big, so I'm kind of scared she has a Gwenuna nose.
I was going to wait to get into this, but I told your mom that I thought her nose looked like Lucy as a compliment, and she took it so hard. She's like, no, no, show me the pictures now. Mijito, show me those pictures now. She
Did
does
she
not
agree?
Have her nose.
Did she
And then she
agree?
Showed me, she's like, oh. This can't be. Sorry. Oh, I didn't have my face at all on that. I messed that whole. She was like, tell me this isn't true. No. And then, like, we got talking, and then, you know, like an hour went by, and she's like, Andy, she does not have Lucy's nose. She definitely has the Paulus nose, your mom's nose. Yep, that's right. She's got your mom's nose. Oh, bless your heart, Martha. That was so funny. I thought that was great.
Hopefully, so, baby's nose is done growing. Let's ask Google.
Okay, Google. I don't even know what to say. Never mind. I don't know what to say. But I've got a website up that I'm referring to a little bit. I'm not going to like read from it just because that's a dumb idea. But there's just some notable points here in the 20 weeks. But that was like the big point that we talked about is the nose. And apparently, Evie's side of the family doesn't like their nose. And I honestly don't care. Honestly. But I guess to women, noses are important. Can you help?
I wish mine was elaborate? A little bit more like this.
What does that mean?
A little more up. Just has a weird. It goes down. I want it to go. Just the slightest little boop.
I'm waving my head. I forgot that there's just audio folks out there. And yeah, everyone's born beautiful. Everyone in my family, everyone in your family, I think has terrific defining traits. And it was just funny because it was like a big point of contention. I'm like, this is crazy. I didn't even think this was a big deal, but apparently it is. But after further review, we decided that it's inconclusive.
Yeah.
And we have no idea what baby's nose is going to look like. And honestly, I don't really care because she is beautiful just the way she is. You go, girl.
She's brown. With blue
eyes. Everyone wants her to be brown with blue eyes
and light brown hair.
Light brown hair like her sister, well, like her aunt. Which, honestly, I don't care. She can have my mom's features. She can have my dad's features. She can have your dad's and your mom's. I think it's all fine. The fact that we're having a girl and that we're being blessed
with
such an
awesome. Oh, my gosh, cross
your
fingers that she has thick hair like you. Lots of it.
Yeah. Ugh. Although there is male pattern baldness in my family, and I think there is
my hair started
female.
Thinning 2 years ago.
There's female
so.
Pattern baldness in your family as well. You have some relatives.
Dang it, she's screwed, Dada.
But it may jump a generation, who knows. So that's kind of exciting. We got to see really, really detailed images of baby, and they'll probably be put up on the internet.
It was really
maybe.
Cool. I am loving this doctor's office because
God, they keep asking us to pay $160. It's so annoying.
No. Okay, but remember
would you
that
like to
dumb
make a payment?
Mina,
no,
listen.
There's no bill.
Listen.
Okay,
Do you remember the lady at Grandview that would always come once or twice a week to the office to do the ultrasound?
Yeah, she was annoying.
She was horrible.
She was horrible.
Each ultrasound was like 5 minutes long. Didn't really explain much. And like that was it. But here at this new doctor's office, the ultrasound room is right there.
It's like a lounge.
Office. Yeah, we could have easily fit like five other people in there to watch.
Yeah, your mom was kind of sad. She wanted to be there. I'm like, it was like a lounge. It's like it's as big as our room. It's really long, and they had a mini fridge, flat screen. Yeah, flat screen TV. It was like a 70-inch TV.
Yeah.
And then they had these really nice sofas that we hung out on.
That was the other thing I loved about it. I'm laying down all comfy, except for the pressure and it hurt with the thing, and she kept pushing on me. But there was like this huge, like 50-inch TV on the wall. But then our old doctor's office, it was this tiny little room with two chairs, and I had to turn my head. Like
yeah,
this,
you had to like crank your neck, and it was like this little tiny. The screen was like this big, and it's like, there's your baby. Like, come on. Here it was like a whole theater. It was awesome.
Yeah, the lights were low. I was actually ready to fall asleep after. Gross. Sorry, I'm burping.
She's doing it again. It was very, very comfortable, I'll admit. And it was a great, yeah, the way that they have it there, I think it was impressive. I hate how they're like, you want to make a donation? You want to make a payment towards your thing? No, we haven't delivered the baby. Why would I pay on it?
When I push this baby out of me.
Yep, then you can send me the bill and then we can talk then. But other than that, it's pretty good. They're kind of interesting. We've talked about them in the past, just to remind our viewers who don't remember. It's like a big practice where quite a few OBGYNs are in on it. There's like 7 or 8 and they rotate, don't they?
I have the card in my wallet. I counted it.
And well, it's like every OBGYN every meeting you have with them is a different OBGYN. You don't have the same. So I don't know if I like that, just because it does separate the intimacy between you and your doctor, because you've got like the third doctor. But I mean, I haven't noticed, maybe you have, Evie, has it been weird where you have to like tell the story every single time when you meet them, or what?
No,
okay, so they're pretty on track, they know.
Yeah, I've had what, 4 or 5 appointments since I've gotten pregnant, and I mean, it's been a different doctor every time. But I mean, it's pretty still like routine and simple for me, because I'm still super early. They check my blood pressure.
Maybe that's what they do. Is it's
the
like
heartbeat,
that.
My heartbeat, and then they say, "Do you have any questions?" That's pretty much how it is right now. Okay,
and I'm sure we'll get further on. And we're not high risk per se. So.
Oh, and everything's perfect.
Yeah, so I was going to get into that. So they checked everything, which is typical. They'll go and they'll measure the abdomen. They'll do a cross-section of the abdomen. They'll check the brain, make sure that the development's right. They'll go through and check all the organs. They went through and checked baby's lungs and heart and
stomach. I swear they
checked way
more things
than
the kidneys and old office.
All of these organs. It was fantastic to be able to see the cross-section of it. And it was much more detailed, I'll be honest, than looking on that little 3-inch screen in the past for the last 3 kids. I mean, you could see the bone structures. Oh. It was amazing. So that's kind of what I want to get into. 20 weeks, as you guys may know, which is the title of this podcast, the baby's fully formed. I mean, you've got
everything
formed. You've got the gender, the genitalia, the bone structures, the organs, there's eyelashes, fingernails, her tongue is fully formed, you know, and it'll just grow and grow and grow. And
but
you've got knuckles and
that. There's still one thing that babies.
You don't need to look at me. You don't need to look at me. Look at your camera.
Camera's not on me.
It is on you. That camera is. Oh, now it's on you.
Huh?
You keep looking at me, and you have to speak into the mic, not into me.
What was I saying?
We were talking about the organs that
are being
formed.
Oh, there was one thing. When I asked her, I was like, so is everything fully formed? Is she done growing? Growing everything? And then she said, she's still, what was it?
I can't remember.
Something still hasn't fully formed yet. And it was something... Oh, frick, what was it? Forget it. Next question.
There's something. I don't know what it is. But we asked her. We asked her if she was going to be a gymnast or a dancer. Or if she was going to be an architect. And she's like, jury's still out on that. Here, keep talking.
Well, baby was moving around a lot. What do you call her? What do you call the C-section person? Anyway.
C-section person?
Yeah. Like the lady, not C-section. Ultrasound.
Ultrasoundist? I don't know what you call that. I don't know what her title is.
Well, she was saying that it was hard to catch baby because, well, baby's head right now is on my left side, my lower left side. And her legs were like in three different places the whole time. Oh,
she was crazy. She's like, if you've ever bathed an infant and you put him in that little bathing cradle in the bath and you like pour water on him, like she was just chilling and she's like, what's up? Like punching the air, touching her face.
Oh, yeah. We have a good picture of her with her fist
like this. Yeah, with her fist like this. So cute.
And she, there was another, well, I don't think we got a picture of this, but.
She's not sucking her thumb, which is good, guys. You could see. Baby's not sucking her thumb, and that's a thing that they do.
You could see it, and she, the ultrasound lady, said that her arms were crossed, too.
Mm.
But it was funny. I was like, she's like this. She's ready to fight.
She's going to be an MMA fighter. No. Sign her up, baby. Woo!
No. I was like,
heavyweight champion.
She's ready. Yeah, well, yeah, she was ready to fight. She's like this. That's great. They got a picture.
She's in a good spot. Very healthy. Ears are formed. Eyes are formed. Eyelashes, fingernails, all that stuff. Teeth. She can suck her thumb. What? Teeth. Not teeth. Why am I saying teeth? Babies don't come out with teeth.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing. Yep. Her teeth, they're fully formed. She's got the most beautiful smile out there.
That'd be so cool.
Oh, I should just quit now while I'm ahead, guys. All right. I'm done. We made it 10 episodes. Thanks, guys, for joining me. You are watching.
Andy's going crazy.
A few notable things here. Let's see. Baby can thumb suck her thumb. We talked about eyelashes and fingernails already. Let's talk about you now, Evie. Let's see what's changed. Let's talk about appetite. Have you noticed anything different with your appetite?
My cravings for burgers are coming back strong.
Yeah. Evie's a like massive eater.
Meat eater. A burger.
We had a good family friend invite us over for family night this week. It was awesome. Had a great time. Thank you guys for inviting us. And they were barbecuing and they made hamburgers and hot dogs and Evie couldn't make it and she was so upset. Because Tona was sick, but I ended up bringing a raw burger and cooking it for her at like 10 at night. She's like, it's going to stink. I'm like, are you sure? It seems like you want that burger. She's like, okay.
And I had a burger the day before.
From where?
Arctic Circle.
And then we had the day after that.
We went to In-N-Out. I was turning into In-N-Out. Andy's so like, where are we going?
I thought we were going to go somewhere else. And you're like, we're going. I'm like, all right.
We're going In-N-Out.
And I'd need Evie doesn't do this, but she literally jumped out. And she's like, look, I'll go get the food. I'm like, all right.
You go, yeah, girl. Right.
You did. I'm like, this never happened. You never say, all right, I'm going to park and I'll get everything. Yeah. I'm saying that. You're crazy.
Okay.
Literally.
You had your headphones in, like always. You were playing games, like always. The boys were starting to go cuckoo. And we were on a time crunch because you had to check in for clock in again for work.
Evie, don't turn this on me.
So why am I going to be like, Andy, you get out and go get the food. You'd be like, let me finish watching this. Or I need to finish beating this. We would have waited another half hour in the car.
Evie, you're a different person when you're pregnant. You can't turn this on me. She's gonna beat me.
That's the death. Yeah, you're so scared right now.
Don't. Don't. Oh my gosh.
Ouch.
She tried to punch me in the face. No, we got that on camera. Oh my gosh.
I didn't try to punch
you. Yeah, you did. You were so close to my face.
No, you're such a crybaby.
I'm not.
Oh. A punch, try and punch would have been like this.
That's what you did.
You're obviously so white that you didn't notice that I was trying to go like this to just scare you, like what, like this.
Wow. Oh, I think we're done. You're trying to hurt me. Stop it. Stop it. Don't. You can't tickle me because it'll ruin everything. Evie, stop it. Stop. Stop. You can't do this. Help.
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 Oh, that's what you sounded like.
She tickled me. I'm very ticklish. I hate to admit that, but
My stomach.
He's dead. All right. Well, that escalated very quickly.
That was too much. I think that was my exercise for the week.
That
right?
was Evie's exercise for the week. I don't know. I didn't really have anything else planned. I mean, appetites change. I think most of the first and like early second trimester issues go away. This thing
I'm
says
still just
there's
still really nauseous.
Yeah,
at night.
It says there's gonna be nausea and fatigue.
Like just right this whole time we've been talking, it's like right here and then
okay,
just
that,
right
that's
now.
Different. That's not nausea.
No, like I want to throw up.
Yeah, that's that is nausea. That is nausea.
And laughing right now, and you made me lean forward.
I didn't
now
make
my
you lean forward. You tried to punch me in the face.
My back hurts.
Oh, this is fun.
You still need to put the sheets on in the dryer and
then
on the
bed. Oh, yeah, I forgot
bed.
About that. And I got to go do the dishes. All right, so we're going to end it here.
Ladies
and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. We're at 20 weeks. Baby is halfway there. Man,
wait,
it's taking forever.
Baby?
It's taking forever, Evie. I guess it's 29 or 26, 8 weeks. Well, we're technically 4 days ahead. That's what they said. So
yeah.
I guess we're still in the 20-week mark, according to them. No. Sorry, we're later. We're halfway through the 21st. But anyway, this was fun. This was good fun. I wanna engage with you guys a little bit. Maybe I'll put this at the very beginning. But would you like us to have guests? Do you want us to have... friends
we do
on
this
or
so
family.
Late at night, Andy, nobody's gonna be able to.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I mean, we could be more deliberate. I don't know. Who knows? I've toyed with the idea, but I mean, only like 3 or 4 people listen to this. More than that. On Facebook, all my Facebook friends, you guys watch it all and I really appreciate it. Let's get some thumbs up down in the comments. If you're on Facebook, thank you guys. You know who you're talking about.
Cousins,
family. Cousins. You guys are awesome. I'm drawing blanks here, and I don't want to keep going further than I should.
How big is baby? Do you remember what she measured?
They said that she was a squash, right? Or a banana.
No.
Oh,
I
don't know how long she was. I know her heart beats per minute. I know how.
Do you remember the percentage she was in for her length?
Oh, she's like
she's tiny, 55%.
So her percentage for her head, her torso, and her length is all
no one of them
like 55-60%.
No, one of them said like 74 or 70.
No, 64. It was all in the 50s.
No, I remember.
I was looking. It could be. I don't know. There's. Great contention.
Cross
but yeah, baby's
fingers.
Small.
She's hopefully gonna
everyone
be
wants
tiny.
Her to be small. We don't want a 8-pound baby. We don't want a 21-inch baby like all other three. We'll take a 6.5.
Well, what's normal? Google that right now. Because all,
I think
all
it's
three
seven.
Of our kids were 8'5", 8'6".
Yeah, we've had
and
big
21
babies.
Inches long. So
Baby's gonna be small. Baby's gonna be cute and
she's
petite.
She's gonna be small and brown.
There goes my camera.
Light hair and blue eyes.
I think it's time to end this. That's 20-30 minutes. So, thank you everyone for joining us. My name is Andy. This is Evelyn, and you are listening to.
Shh, Andy's going crazy.
That's not fair. That is not fair, Evie. Thank you so much for listening to.
This was Mom is talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.